waist.
Now.
I opened my eyes, and I gasped. I was so close to the edge, and the whole glittering city was in front of me. And I'd never felt safer in my life. Damon?
Yes?
Have you ever fallen for a client? My smile instantly faded at his answer.
No, it would never happen. I can't do my job well if I'm emotionally involved.
So, it was just me who was feeling this. He was just being nice to his client. After a week, I had to go back to school for the final exams. I looked for Tessa so we could study together in the library, but I couldn't find her. I sat down to study alone and let Damon stand by the door so I could focus. Minutes later, he barged in and yelled,
"Sasha, look out!"
To my horror, the huge bookshelf behind me began to fall on me, but Damon leapt forward and pushed me out of harm's way, and it fell on him. He was in the hospital for a week, and despite my parents' protests that I needed to stay safe at home, I insisted on visiting him every day. One day, while I was in the waiting area, Tessa came to see me with my favorite coffee. But before I could take a sip, a hand suddenly slapped the cup away. We turned to see Damon and a cop beside him, who suddenly put handcuffs on Tessa. "What are you doing, you moron?" "Damon, what's happening?" Suddenly, he revealed something that blew my mind. Tessa was the one who'd pushed the bookshelf on me.
I'd been keeping an eye on her and studying her. That day, I saw her enter the library from the back door, and I knew she was up to no good. "I'm sure your coffee is poisoned, too."
My best friend was trying to hurt me? Tessa, why? And suddenly, Tessa turned into a monster. "Because I hate you. You have everything I've ever wanted. Beauty, talent, fame, wealth. Theo, life is so unfair. I would have gotten rid of you already if your stupid bodyguard wasn't such a pain." She screamed as the cop dragged her away, and I was left speechless. Damon then pulled me into a hug.
"Are you okay?"
"I'll be fine. How are you?"
"I'm okay, but I can't be your bodyguard anymore, Sasha. I just can't fight my feelings for you anymore, and it's wrong."
"If I fire you right now, will you be my boyfriend instead?" Without a word, he grabbed my face and finally kissed me on the lips. I took that as a yes.